I see a lot of people discussing this new movie, Civil War, out on the political channels. And it is obvious to me that none of them have actually seen this movie. Because they were discussing it last week. And unless you were media or you got a promotion screening or something else, you weren't going to be able to go see this movie. And a lot of their takes are based on the trailer. A lot of their takes are based on what they've read from some media people. And I think they're all wrong. Mike and I went to this movie, and we both had mixed feelings about this movie. There's some parts we very much enjoyed. There's some parts we didn't know what to do with. My overall takeaway was, in trying to be apolitical in this movie, where they obviously didn't want you focused on, is this red state versus blue state? Is it Antifa versus... There was a little throwaway line about Antifa. That because it was apolitical, I didn't get the message of the movie. The only message I walked away with was the bravery of journalists who run headfirst into conflict. Now, I will say I didn't particularly agree with that messaging, if that's what it was, but they were very clever about it. They say that California and Texas have kind of teamed up to take on everybody. Red state, blue state. I get that. At the beginning, it kind of triggered me and Mike a little bit. Because they have this montage at the very opening of the movie, and anybody who followed our coverage during the riots of 2020 or anything else, you're going to recognize a lot of these clips. They are iconic clips from the Autonomous Zone. There's some stuff from Brandy. There's some stuff from Andy No. You see it, and Mike clocked an Andy No clip. I clocked a Brandy clip right away. It made it very real. I will
too
say,
too close to home for my taste.
Right, I agree with you. It was just, oh, that was jarring. I will say, it's like when you see these movies about 9/11 or something else and you hear like a little bit of audio and you just go, nope. It was like that. I will say, though, the war aspects of this movie were phenomenal. I thought it was really well done. Mike made a great point about how great the sound was in this movie. I didn't particularly care for the score, but I thought the sound was amazing. The acting is top notch. If you can put the politics out of your head and the muddled messaging, it's a fine war movie. It really is a fine war movie. Unfortunately, the messaging gets a little muddled at times because it's trying to be so apolitical, and it kind of gets confused. Mike, what'd you think?
I'm 100% there with you, Ari. It's the kind of movie that is all about mood and atmosphere and tension. This is like the most tense and intense movie I've seen in a long time. It's kind of the movie that after you finish watching it, you're unsettled and you need a black coffee and a cigarette to just kind of like steady your nerves a little bit. It's brutal. It's riveting. And it's, as you said already, Ari, the star of the movie is the sound design.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got the opportunity to see it in IMAX from our friends at Allied Global Marketing. And with the IMAX picture, you also get IMAX sound. And I've been watching action movies for pretty much my entire life. I can't think of a time where I've been genuinely startled by gunfire before. It felt like a jump scare in a horror movie, like, oh, Jason's going to get you, you know, that kind of thing. But like, there'd be certain times where like gunshots would go off and I jolted a number of, I'd be like, who?
I will say one thing, and this was kind of funny. I was exhausted that day when we go to see this thing.
Yeah.
And there's a scene when all the reporters are sleeping on the road, and I'm like, okay, now's a good time to kind of doze off with the reports. And then, bam! And it woke me back up, and from that moment, I was in that movie because mm-hmm. of that jump scare. And there's so many times when I was fully riveted where you're just taken aback by the jump scares.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the rose and the thorn with this movie is like if you're a fan of like atmospheric tension and having like a theatrical experience, like, you know, go to see this movie with a group of folks and talk about it. The problem is, though, is, as you've already said, Ari, in its effort to be so apolitical, it doesn't really say anything about anything, but you don't necessarily notice it while you're watching the movie because it's all about that atmosphere and tension. And there are some terrific, intense sequences, like that sequence where Jesse Plemons shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I mean, that's probably going to be this year's Halloween costume with like the red glasses and,
oh, sure.
and all that stuff. But it's one of those things, as soon as the nerves settle after the movie ends, then your science fiction brain starts getting itchy. Like, how did this start? Why does this? And you realize that none of it makes any damn sense. And for being science fiction fans like we are, it's very unsatisfying. It's kind of like either the Civil War matters or it doesn't. And the movie doesn't think that it does.
So that was the journey I went on. At the beginning, I'm like, how'd this happen? I don't get it. Was it a war against Antifa? Is it a war against states? What's going on here? And the Jesse Plemons scene, actually, without any spoilers or anything mm-hmm. like that, actually made it more confusing for me.
Yes.
There are scenes which are meant to qualify or explain things that make it more confusing, but at one point the filmmakers go, it's not about this. We don't really care the details of how this started. We just want you in it right away. It was a little bit like Master and Commander on the Far Side of the World.
Sure.
After I saw that movie, it just felt like, and it was taken from a book of episodic books, where it's just like, well, I got dropped in the middle of this story, and I'm leaving in the middle of this story. That's kind of how this felt, too. Even yeah. though you're at a denouement, might you say,
sure.
of their world, it still kind of felt like you were dropped in and then ripped right out.
Yeah, and it's a series of vignettes, and it feels like they either don't need to connect or whatever, because it's a road movie. It's like they have to go from one part of the country to the other, and these are like the various things that they encounter along the way. And it feels like the filmmakers just wanted to have those moments more so than getting bogged down in the details of the titular Civil War, which is a choice. But I think between that and the lack of taking a political stance one way or the other makes it a bit hollow. But I recommend it. I say go and throw down for IMAX, because
yes.
you get that immersive atmospheric tension, that edge of your seat feeling.
I will actually say, I can't remember the last time we said go to IMAX except for Top Gun Maverick. In fact, we rarely say that. We rarely do. The sound is that good in this movie, and it really puts you smack dab in the middle of the movie. So if you're going to put down the money to do it, go see that. But if you're going to watch it at home, do not watch it on your phone. Do not watch it on a computer.
No.
If you're going to watch it at home, make sure you watch it with somebody who's got a good sound system and watch it in one sitting. It's like American Sniper, where you want to watch it in one sitting. You don't want to break it up over like half hour here. No, this is a one sitting, one and done, and go to the bathroom first. It's that kind of movie.
Yeah, it's more an experience than the story. It's about the atmosphere and mood and tension, and you lose that if you're looking on your laptop or your phone or you're taking breaks, because as soon as you pause it to take a break, you lose the tension.
You're out of it. I will say also, this is Kirsten Dunst's best role.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh,
best
hands
role.
Hands down.
You said that right out the gate. It really is her best role.